Higher gas prices, new licensing laws, and improvements in public transportation have convinced people to step away from their cars, according to a new study on driving habits. Since World War II, miles driven annually had been increasing until now. Last year, the average American drove 6 miles fewer than in 2004. Diane Brown is with Arizona PIRG. She says this trend is more prevalent in young adults.
The trend away from driving has been led by young people. The average person between the ages of 16 to 34 drove 20% fewer miles in 2009 than the average young person in 2001.
Instead, young adults are using public transportation.
At the same time that America's young people are decreasing the amount they drive, they are increasing their use of public transportation. From 2001 to 2009, the number of passenger miles traveled by 16 to 34-year-olds on public transit increased by 40%. This is particularly important to note in Arizona because of the growing numbers of young people in our state. Between 2000 and 2010, Arizona attracted a net of more than 76,000 people between the ages of 25 and 29.
Marilyn Robinson is the associate director and urban planner with the Drochman Institute. She says these new findings have implications for Tucson's transportation planning, like the future 4-mile streetcar line in the regional transportation plan, which is under construction.
That plan includes roadways, an extensive transit system, and bicycle and pedestrian components. The report being introduced here today describes how and why young people are driving less. And what it tells me is that we cannot stop with this first short leg of a modern, high-quality rail transit system. It tells me we must be looking much more closely at the bicycle and pedestrian components as serious modes of transportation. From downtown, which is not bicycle friendly, to the edges of Pima County.
She says the new transportation system will make Tucson a more favorable place to live.
Anyone who has traveled to communities with high quality rail transit and supportive bicycle and pedestrian elements knows the difference such a transportation system makes for the quality of life for all residents. The young and the elderly, Generation Y and baby boomers, and everyone in between come together in using such systems.
In 2007, Arizonans drove more than 62 billion miles. In 2010, that figure decreased by almost 3 billion, despite an increase in the state's population. Brown, with PIRG, predicts this trend will continue even if the economy improves or gas prices stabilize. I'm Kelly Holtgren, Arizona Public Media.